This is the number one politics, society, and culture podcast that you'll ever hear. It's called the Toasty Podcast. Look, if anyone is going to start a media revolution, it might as well be us. Sky created the Toasty brand to influence people in a positive way in order to empower independent thinkers such as himself to stand up for what they believe in. And here at the Toasty Podcast, we call that staying toasty. So, where does that leave you? It's simple, really. When you support our work, you're supporting the good fight. We produce podcasts, create YouTube and TikTok content, and design apparel that isn't made in China for you. We want to engage culture, so let's get toasty. What is up, everybody? And today I want to give you guys a quick little news segment on what's going on in the world today. Well, America, really, not the world. But welcome back to the Toasty Podcast. My name is Sky, and I will be doing a quick slice for you guys right now. If you're listening for the first time, thank you. Welcome. And like, share, and subscribe this bad boy. Also, the main one being share, because that's how we grow. That's how we get this news out there. That's how anyone will hear about us, and I appreciate it. Other than that, guys, I have a website called toastycreations.com. You can get apparel there. I'm trying to make more apparel as we go. Designing apparel takes time, and I am a one-man team, so I do all of this stuff. And with that said, priorities. I have to prioritize my time and be able to get everything done correctly. I want the content out, and that's first and foremost. And then comes all the rest of the stuff, like quality, guest speakers, you know, things like that. Anyway, guys, I've got some cool guests coming up on the main show. You guys are going to love it. But until that time, let me talk about what happened last Friday at about 4 p.m. So the Federal Reserve has been slashing their GDP estimates steadily. They have been since August. We went from 6.3% to 5.7%. And check this out. Friday at 4 p.m., the Atlanta Federal Reserve slashed GDP estimates by almost 41%, down to 3.7% projected GDP growth. That's insane. So you want to talk about, you know, the economy is good and things are great. And if you are one of these people listening that thinks the economy is good, please just go listen to our other episodes on the podcast, or honestly, just get out from living under a rock. The economy is not good, and it is not going to be good, and there's no way the Federal Reserve can spend their way out of this. So I'm talking about since August, we have dropped more than 41%. The first drop was August 17th, to August 27th. Within 10 days, they dropped at 18%. So it went from 6.2 to 5.1. Look, guys, I'm serious about the steady drop in projected GDP. And it's just going to get worse. The Federal Reserve is stuck between a rock and a hard place because they don't want you, the consumer, to stop spending money, to feel gloomy, to feel depressed about the economy, right? Because the consumer is two-thirds of the GDP total. Two-thirds. And so if you stop spending money and you stop buying things, then we will go downhill fast. We're already going down, but they're just trying to keep it at a slow downward slope here. My problem with that is that if they just cut it and let it happen, we might be in a better position. We might be in a better position. The thing is like in the, I think it was 81 or something like that. I actually can't remember the real time frame here. We raised interest rates like crazy in order to stop stagflation. And we got out of it. It sucked for a couple of years, honestly. People were just, I mean, money was not good. You know, economy was terrible for like 2 years. And then all of a sudden, boom, we have a boom. We go up, we're good. What's happening right now? We're just going to have a steady downfall. And so for the next 4 years, we're just going to be, oh, this sucks. Ah. They're just prolonging the inevitable when they do things like this. And what I don't like about this is the fact that they completely frame all of the stuff they say on the Federal Reserve's website, like economic growth downshifted slightly, and this is with the recent downshift of 41%, mind you, downshifted slightly to a moderate pace in early July through August. Who the heck thinks that's a friend? Who the heck thinks that's a slight downshift? Who's telling me that's a slight downshift? Please. No, you gotta bump that up. This is not a slight downshift. Moderate pace. Look, guys, I'm reading this off of Wall Street on Parade, and I also went to Federal Reserve's website and looked at their data, and I will put that up on screen for you guys, you know, as I'm talking, pop, 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 you know, little pops will happen or whatever, and you'll see, not guns, chill, and then you'll see the data that I'm looking at here, but here's the conference board's report on the matter. There was no lessening in late August in the extent of the collapse in consumer sentiment recorded in the first half of the month. The consumer sentiment index fell by 13.4% from July. See, guys, just to break this up, they have a consumer sentiment index that actually records what you're thinking as a consumer. Why would they have that? Because, like I said earlier, it's two-thirds. You are two-thirds of our economy. And whenever I hear people coming around talking, they're cheery, they're fine. And that's okay. I'm not saying don't be positive about life, but I am saying we got to be realistic here, guys. The economy is not doing well. We have shortages, including food, including whatever, quote unquote, microchips, including manufacturing, including employees. There are shortages of everything in our economy right now, right? And if you wake up today, and your life just goes by and it's okay. Your day goes by and it's okay. And that's why you think the economy's good. You better buckle up, buttercup. Because here's the thing. The future is what we're worried about. We're worried about tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day. Because things that happen today in the Federal Reserve, in politics, in society and culture affect. All of that affects themselves later. You know? So that's something I was taught in my freaking government class. The president always has to deal with the last president's decisions. Hello, this is an ad. And if you don't like that, that's fine, but trust me, it's good info for you. You have to have a podcast hosting platform if you want to start your own podcast. And that is actually one of the questions that I get asked the most often. It's not politics, it's not society or culture, it's how do I start a podcast? Well, this is how you freaking do it. You start with Blueberry. You can start with SoundCloud if you want. You can start with Anchor if you want, because it's free. You can also start with Podbean, but let me tell you something. I've tried all three of those, and they do not work that well. Whenever it comes to the analytics department, they do not do anything for you. They don't show you your stats. They don't let you look at Spotify stats separately or iTunes stats separately on their own, because technically, it's not your podcast. It's theirs. And that's what this boils down to. Blueberry lets you use your own podcast however you like. They only let you use their service for hosting. It's all it is. It's not a here's my content, do whatever you want with the type of thing. It's a here's my content, please store it in a safe place. And that is all they do for you. The other thing they add is they give you a plugin for your website on WordPress. So I have a WordPress website for our stuff, our content, all of everything we do. It's toastercreations.com. So this is like a double whammy. Two ads in one, bro. Anyway, if you go to that site, you'll see all of our posts are also our podcast episodes. That's how they do it. Blueberry lets me post a blog post right up onto my website, and immediately it's a podcast episode, and it goes to all the podcast platforms automatically. That's what Blueberry does for you. And right now, if you go and sign up and use our promo code STAY-TOASTY, you get one free month to check it out. See how you like it. If you don't like it, well, then you can stop and you don't have any commitments. There's no contract on this, guys. It's month to month, no matter what. That's what's beautiful. So, check it out. Let us know what you think. And if you don't like it, well, then suit yourself. Back to the show. Now, that's changing more rapidly every time we upgrade technology, if that makes sense. Biden was able to make a ton of decisions that completely wrecked the economy and America very, 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 very quickly, which is not supposed to happen at all. That's why everyone wants to claim that it's unconstitutional and this is crazy and all these executive orders shouldn't be happening and it's overreach of power, because it is. Even when Trump did that, did those things, it was an overreach of power. They need to slow that down, but that's neither here nor there. I'm talking about the Federal Reserve right now. Recording the least favorable economic prospects in more than a decade. I'm reading this report once more. The sentiment index has only recorded larger losses in six other monthly surveys since 1978. The losses were especially large in the expectations index and widespread across all demographic groups, regions, and the outlook for the economy. Personal financial prospects continued to worsen due to smaller income gains amid higher inflationary trends. Consumers' extreme reactions were due to the surging Delta variant. Higher inflation, slower wage growth, and smaller declines in unemployment. The extraordinary falloff in sentiment also reflects an emotional response from dashed hopes that the pandemic would soon end and lives could return to normal. So they're blaming the economy on the Delta variant. But tell me this. Who decides how the country responds to something like COVID? Who controls lockdowns? Who controls vaccine mandates that will end up with people leaving their jobs? Who controls the mask narratives for all of the states? For the most part, I would say governors. But when it comes down to it, right now, it's not. We have Biden out here doing his thing, calling the shots, and they're insane shots to make, first of all. He's trying to make all these three-point shots, and he can't even do it. That's what I'm trying to say. Terrible analogy. I don't even play sports. I'm sorry. But when it comes down to it, that's what's happening. And so whenever you tell me that the Delta variant is causing all of this stuff, you must be out of your mind. You must be out of your mind. It's not the Delta variant. You know why nurses are understaffed and nurses are freaking out and they say, oh my gosh, I'm an ER nurse and I have all this crap. You guys don't get it. You guys don't see it. The Delta variant is a real threat, is what they'll tell me. And I'll ask them, you know, do you know how many employees of your hospital quit or left or didn't want to get the vaccine? They won't know because, of course, they don't know stats, and I'm not faulting them for that. They shouldn't. They're the employee. That's fine. But if I were to ask that hospital, how many of your people left because of vaccine mandates? Because a lot of hospitals are doing vaccine mandates even before Biden decided he was going to try to implement this stuff. I mean, how many? I know Cook's Children's in Dallas, I think it was, had 20% loss, and they're hiring travel nurses now. So whenever you're telling me that it's because of the Delta variant, it's not because of the Delta variant. To me, it all stems from trying to force somebody to do something they don't want to do. And I think they know where that leads. I think they know people will quit. There's a reason they exempted all of the government officials, essentially, from the vaccine mandate they're implementing. USPS workers, exempt. Congress, exempt. You know, his staff, exempt. I say his staff. Biden's, administration, exempt. Like, you're telling me that he doesn't know and it's incompetency? It's not incompetency. I'm tired of that word being thrown around. Just because you think he's old and sleepy and can't make decisions doesn't mean he doesn't make decisions. He does make decisions. And quite honestly, he could stumble out a word and his staff would run with it. So he might be like, hey, can you, we need to get out Afghanistan, out of Afghanistan. And the next thing you know, his staff is like, out of Afghanistan, let's do whatever we can to get it out. Boom, done. And that's what I'm looking at right now. And you cannot just, I don't want to hear incompetency. They know what they're doing. Kamala Harris definitely knows what she's doing. Have you ever seen House of Cards? In this example of today's America, Kamala Harris is Kevin Spacey. And that's what I'll leave you guys with today. It's been a toasty one, of course. Peace out like a trout, upstream like a dream, and stay toasty. Thanks for listening or watching if you're on YouTube. You can find us at all the podcast platforms there are in the world. You can also find us on YouTube and follow us there. We are available everywhere. Please share the show if you liked it. The only way we grow is if you share, and that means you care. You can find me at The Real Sky Day on all social media platforms, and you can go see our website at therealskyday.com. See all the stuff we have to offer. We also offer apparel, and that actually does help out the show. TheRealSkyDay.com/shop, of course. But above all else, stay toasty. Toasty.